Then 6.3 is training of the mind. Without wisdom, living beings are heedless. Hence, they suffer because they don't understand life. To understand life, one must understand the secret of life, which is the Four Noble Truths, as taught by the Buddha, explained by me just now. Then, point number three. To understand the Four Noble Truths, one must train one's mind to be heedful to understand what is going on in life. So as to understand who are you, what are you, and how our mind functions, so that we understand what causes us to suffer, what causes us suffering, and how our mundane mind gets muddled up in life. That's why you need to be aware and mindful. And when you are aware and mindful, you can straighten your view. You can transform yourself. Character-wise, personality-wise, you will change. And from a heedless living, you will transform yourself and become heedful, and you develop heedful living. The untrained mind is heedless and not peaceful because of the five mental hindrances of sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness and doubt. These mental hindrances will hinder one from entering the meditative state of inner peace and inner awareness. And to overcome the five mental hindrances, one only need to cultivate the opposite five spiritual faculty of Sadha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya, as taught by the Buddha. So this is very clear. Don't suppress or control the mental hindrance. Just cultivate the opposite five, then the mental hindrance will cease. When the five spiritual faculty are there, the mental hindrance will cease, and the mind will be trained automatically. That's why you should work on the five spiritual faculty. You should cultivate them via the puja, the devotional practice, and your daily religious routine. Then the three phases of Dhamma are pariyati, patipatti, and pativeda. Phase one, pariyati, is the learning of the teaching or the Dhamma as taught by the Buddha. Then patipatti is the cultivation aspect. Cultivation, we are putting the Dhamma learned into practice in daily life so that it can become a living reality. Then the third phase of Dhamma is the most beautiful, Pativeda, is the reaping the fruit of one's hard work and cultivation. Means you get to live the life of noble ones, the enlightened being. And that is the most beautiful phase of your life.